CJMQ, and today we're talking with John Landry, quite a well-established Canadian country musician, so we welcome you, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Lots of nominations and lots of awards in the last few years, so you must be very proud of that.
Well, it's all kind of fancy stuff. What's important now is when we get into the audience and the people like it, so...
Yeah, that's for sure. They do like it. We're a very well-known name around here. Now, you were born in Gaspé, Quebec, and you're based in Toronto right now, I believe?
Actually, right now I'm based out of Gander, Newfoundland.
Okay, out of Gander, Newfoundland. That's right, because you're also an airplane pilot rescue for the military.
That's right, yeah. I fly the Cormorant helicopters for the search and rescue, and we're called the Outcasts out in Newfoundland. But...
That's pretty exciting, yeah.
Well, it's been a dream of mine since I was 6 years old and saw my first Labrador.
So really?
When I heard the program opened up again, I had to give it a shot, and it took me about 5 years to finally get my wings and my captaincy. So.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
That's great. I love people that accomplish their childhood dreams. Now, how did you get started in music?
Music was, it was always just something that... I was actually born in Montreal, but my family's all from the Gaspé, so we used to spend every summer in the Gaspé.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's singing at the camps, singing around the log on the beach, and that was my only experience in music. And then when I was about 28 years old, I got an opportunity to try it out professionally, so I took a year's leave of absence. I used to be a critical care flight medic.
Okay.
And so I took a year's leave of absence just to give it a shot, and... we got lucky. We got together with a great bunch of people. My producer was just phenomenal at the time. He took the time to actually teach me. And I had a great team around me. We came out at the right time. And next thing we know, our first and second single were just shooting up the charts. And so what was supposed to be only 1 year's leave of absence turned into, I guess it would be 13 years now.
13 years. That's amazing. And just getting better.
It's been fun.
Now, you put out your debut CD in the year 2000, and what was that called?
That was Forever Took Too Long.
Okay, Forever Took Too Long, and there was one song on it, I believe, that was the most played song on radio in Canada, and it received the SOCAN Award.
Yeah, that was our very first single, actually, and it's just one of those songs that seemed to really connect with people. We had I've got pictures on in my office of people that have gotten married to that song, and just beautiful framed portraits that people have done and sent to us through the fan club, and that was just it's amazing. And I got all that stuff up in my office, and there was just something about the song. It connected, and then after that one, we released Bit by Bit, and it went viral, and I still, that song, Bit by Bit, started out as a joke. It was not intended to be on the album.
That's amazing. Yeah,
we wrote that on a river kayaking.
Really?
And, my Rich Baker and myself, the same gentleman who wrote the new single, Changing Man, with me.
Mm-hmm.
We were writing it more as a joke because we were kind of bored. We were stuck on a part of a river. And then I played it for my producer and a couple of people, Beverly Mahood and Jamie Warren, happened to be in the studio at the time. And they said, man, you got to put that on the album. And I thought they were kidding, but apparently it was a good choice.
Oh, for sure. Well, you have a great combination there with this guy.
Yeah.
Good. Changing Man, I love that, too. That's definitely to the heart.
Thank you.
Okay. Between, you did spend some time in Nashville after that song became a hit?
Yeah, well, we did the first album. The second album we also did in Canada. And
okay.
Then we got quite a bit of pressure to go down to Nashville and do the album in Nashville. And I can't say I really wanted to do that, although that is what you need to do in the business. So we did. We went down for the third album, and we cut the album in Nashville, worked with some phenomenal people. But for me, it was, even though we put out a great product, we put out everything, I lost a bit of the magic. Like, there was something about the crew that I originally worked with where... the rules didn't matter. We were in there to make good music. We were all really good friends. And it just made it more comfortable
mm-hmm.
in the studio, so you could be more creative. You weren't afraid of making mistakes. And
mm-hmm.
So after the Nashville project, we got together, and my live band, said, why don't we do an album using the guys that are on the road 300 days a year, you know, because they're the guys who are creating the magic with me on stage. So so we decided to do that in Stratford, Ontario, where we owned a studio out that way. And so we went out there and we spent about 3 months with everybody in the studio. We had not chosen the songs. We had not chosen anything. And we just sat on the studio floor and started playing stuff and trying different things. And I really think with this album, we were able to capture what we do live, where it's just, you know, we're a fun band. We really enjoy ourselves on stage, and we really wanted to show that in the music. But at the same time, we've all got, you know, all got our serious sides and or those darker moments, as they call them. And so it was just a collaboration of a bunch of people in a studio, the way I've always envisioned albums are supposed to be created, you know.
Well, that's what makes it unique, which is all the better.
I think so, and that's what we tried to do, and this album's people are seeming to like it, so I hope we did a good job.
I'm sure you did. When did the album come out?
I believe it came out in November. Now, I've been so busy, I haven't been really following the business end of the music.
So it came out in November, and what's the name of this album?
It's called Changing Man.
Okay, so that's the title track that we're playing.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. This is your third album?
This will be my fourth. If you count the Christmas album, it'll be my fifth.
Your fifth? Wow, so you're really doing well.
Thank you.
And a lot of support from family and proud members, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's been interesting because I was single till I was about 37. So I just got married about 4 years ago, and we've got one baby and another one on the way. So.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
Changing Man is a good title for this album.
Lots of awards and nominations. Now, which ones are awards, and maybe we could go through that a bit?
Sure. Although, yeah, I'll be honest, I couldn't remember. I'd have to be in my office and actually look at the awards. But
CCMA, Independent Male Artist of the Year. Which year was that?
That was, I believe it was 2000.
Okay.
And that was an award. Yeah, we won that one. That was quite the. It was nice because I was an independent at the time, so you know there was no big record label behind us at the time, and so to win that award was it was quite the honor.
It must have been, and that was the first award I guess won. SoCan Most Played Country Song. There you were. Definitely, you won that. CCMA Independent Song of the Year. Everybody Rides. And
I could not tell you. I don't know if that's an award or a nomination.
Male Artist of the Year, CCMA. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, no, I remember that one because that's the one where we got to perform on the main stage with everybody, and that was quite the treat that weekend.
I imagine it would be. Now, CCMA Album of the Year, Forever Took Too Long. And let's see, CCMA Vocal Collaboration of the Year with Stacey Lee, My Heart
Stacey
Says
Lee.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great one too, because Stacey and I, she's done most of the harmonies on all my albums.
Really?
And and then so to get the chance to sing a duet with her, we did two. We did that, My Heart Says Yes, and then on the second album, we did a song called Bottom of the Ninth together, and she's just... Half the time on stage, I'll forget the words because I'm too busy listening to her sing because I love her voice so much.
Oh, that's a great combination then, when you feel that way, definitely. CCMA Rising Star of the Year. Which year was that?
That would have been 2000 also.
Okay, 2000.
I think it was 2000. We were up for 7 awards and we took 3. So.
That's amazing. You took 3 out of the 7.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's amazing. Juno, Top Country Male Artist of the Year.
That was my first year, and I was the oldest guy. Me and Jim Cuddy.
Really? Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo?
Yeah, okay. He had just released a solo album, and it was me and Jim that were on the older side, and the rest were all 17, 18-year-olds.
Wow. That's quite something. Juno Album of the Year.
I don't believe we won that one, no. That was just a nomination, yeah.
Good, and Juno Video of the Year, and... Finally, CRMA, Best New Solo Country Artist. What about that one?
The CRMA, that would have been the big country award. Yeah, that's an award, because I remember I got that one right on my desk. That's a beautiful-looking award, too.
Oh, good for you. How do you manage the time between being a rescue pilot for the military and singing and family on the way, too?
It's you know what? It all comes down to who you surround yourself with, because in the music business, I've got a great staff of people that have just been with me for so long. They know what I want. They know what I like. They know the stuff that I just, you know, I do have some morals, so there's stuff I will not do.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just managed to, it usually runs better if I keep my nose out of it. So for me, it's just, my job is to do the music, keep in touch with the fans and perform and do the music side of things. And then they just run the business, and I don't really need to be involved that much. And of course, being a search and rescue pilot, I mean, it's not like it's a job I can just say, oh, can't do this flight, because usually that means someone's in danger.
Exactly, but it must give you such a wonderful feeling to know that you've saved somebody, too. So
It does. It's an amazing job, and the idea that I get to be a part of that whole crew, the whole search and rescue organization, is just a phenomenal crew. And it's almost like, you know, when we're on the road, I surrounded myself with people that I really get along with. Because if you're spending 9 months of the year on a tour bus, you better like the people you're with.
That's true. Definitely you have a lot of inspiration to work from there, from everything going on around you.
Yeah, it's a little, that's probably the toughest part of the being able to switch my mind from being a captain on an aircraft and then switching my headspace into a place where now I got to be artistic, because it's two totally different games. So that's probably the toughest part of it all.
I can imagine. Now, what plans do you have for this summer?
This summer, actually, we won't be doing any tours. We're doing, that's another thing with, because of my occupation as a search and rescue pilot, we really have to focus. So when we are going to do a tour in Canada, and it's going to be in the fall, and we're going to focus all our energies on doing those, I think there's 25 dates we're doing across Canada.
That's amazing, 25, okay.
Yeah, so instead of doing, you know, one show here, one show there, we're just focusing it all within a month and a half period, and I'm just going to go out and do blanket all of Canada, and we'll do our best that way.
Good. Now, your website, www.jlandry.com. Are you on Facebook and Twitter, too?
Yeah, Facebook seems to be the big one right now. And, the whole social media thing is, you know, it's revolutionized how music's done. I mean, I'm talking to fans now. Like, it almost feels like it's one-on-one, because they can ask me questions directly on Facebook. And it's just, I like it, but at the same time, it's one of those things that can be a little overwhelming, just because people do have access to you a lot quicker. So for me to stay on top of it all, it's a little more difficult, but it's also made our jobs easier. I mean, we know where we're going, usually on a tour, based on where people are asking us to go, and they're letting us know through Facebook, through the website. It's sort of going by the wayside, you know. People like Facebook, they like Twitter, they like all that stuff, and so I'm trying to change my old school thinking into this new world of music business. So.
Okay, good. I guess that's what you have to do. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, John?
No, this is a pleasant conversation.
Okay, that's great. Now, if somebody wants to purchase your CDs, they can go to your website. I would imagine iTunes also?
iTunes would be the big one, yeah.
Okay, good. So that's great. And definitely wish you all the luck with your music career and your other careers too.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Woke up lonely in some motel, just outside of Montreal. Wish I could tell you that I'm sorry, but you left no number for me to call. It's been 10 days now since I've had a drink, and the cigarette burns in a steady hand. I was just wondering, is there half a chance you could see me again? I'm a changing man. I can hear the rumble of a diesel. Sounds like he's gonna push on through. He's burning a candle at both ends. Guess he's got someone to go home to. Wish I could undo all that I've done. Wishing's all that I can do. So tonight the bottle ain't what brings me to my knees. I just hope these prayers get through to you. I'm a changing man. I'm a changing man.